The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads, so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
On this episode of the Heat Check, it's a Tuesday. We're back on schedule for the Rookie Report. This week, we're checking on some rookies in the back half of the first round that we haven't had a chance to talk about yet. There's a lot of them, Anthony. So let's get right into it and drop that motherfucking beat that should be Rihanna. There's a saying that goes like this. The back half of the first round is where Executive of the Year awards are made. Yep. Mostly, it's great teams trying to find value where other teams can't see it. Your trash is their treasure, which is why they're good, and you're not. Basically, this year's draft is full of good teams trying to pull a rabbit out of a hat. And some of them, they did it already. They did it. Sometimes it's bad teams trying to pull a rabbit out of a hat as well, and they did it. Keontae George at 16, Jaime Jaquez at 18, Pods, Brandon Pajemski at 19, Cam Whitmore at 20, Marcus Sasser at 25 have all made their teams, except for the Detroit Pistons, of course, because they fucking are always terrible. They look like geniuses, but there are some real question marks as well. Teams that did decisions, made decisions, where you're like, huh, what were they doing that for? The Lakers took Jalen Hood-Schifino out of Indiana with the 17th pick, hoping that he could give them some immediate help at the guard position. Instead, Hood-Schifino has looked lost. He's played in half of the last 22 games. He's averaged 3 minutes per game. Can't really tell what is going on with that sample size, except for someone that looks like the lights are a little too bright. That is Hood-Schifino. That was a big swing and a miss by Rob Pelinka, considering that Jaime Jaquez was right there. Pajemski, right there. Cam Whitmore, right there. Big time issues. Might be a nail in a coffin for good old Rob Pelinka. Also, no one has had a worse draft than Brooklyn Nets, who took Noah Clowney of Alabama at 22 and Dariq Whitehead at Duke at 23. Clowney has played in 7 of Brooklyn's 59 games. And that means he's made next to no impact on a team desperately rebuilding. But even he's been better than Dariq Whitehead, who's played in exactly 2 games this year. No one is talking about Sean Marks whiffing in the 2023 draft.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But these guys didn't even get any seasoning this year to tell if they're NBA players or not. Instead, the Nets sat on Spencer Dinwiddie up until the deadline instead of moving him early and making room for young guys. The Nets are a clown show, let's be honest. This is example number 79 of why. Chris Murray was drafted by the Portland Trail Blazers 23rd and has finally gotten to the lineup as the Blazers tank for a lottery pick. In his last 10 games, he's played 22 minutes per game, 6-4-2 with one steal per game. Nice numbers-ish for a kid who's kind of improving as the season moves along. He's not quite Keegan Murray, but he's coming along quite nicely. Indiana has a plethora of talent on their bench, so it was tough for the 26th pick Ben Shepherd of Belmont to crack the rotation. But in the last 20 games, Ben Shepherd has been playing an average of 16 minutes, 5-2-1, 5 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, a steal per game. But the shooting splits are interesting. 40% from the field, 35% from 3, 91 from the free throw line. That's enough to make the Pacers brass a little confident that he could eventually become a contributing player next season. Looking forward to see a little more Ben Shepherd. Also looking forward to seeing a little more Jairus Walker. Utah has finally given up on the season. They're really, really bad. So Bryce Sensabaugh is getting some run. They thought he was the best shooter in the draft, and now we're starting to see what he's capable of. The last four games, he's averaged 16 minutes, 5-1-1. He's getting his feet wet. Let's not make too much out of it. The returns are early. We'll know more by the end of the year if he can translate to the NBA. We'll probably know in the next 2 years, let's be honest, because it was a reach. Nick Smith Jr. of Arkansas, he went 27 in the draft to Charlotte. Very slow start, getting a lot of run in the middle part of the season, averaging 7-2-2 on 19 minutes per game. Then he got sent down to the G League in the early part of February, and now he's been recalled. But he's only 19. Shows flashes of being a very good NBA player. He put up 19-3-2 on 5-for-7 from 3 against the Nuggets in a narrow loss before Christmas. And if he pans out, the 2023 draft might be a franchise changer for Charlotte. I don't know if he will pan out, but when he's playing well, he's certainly playing well. Next week, we'll check in on the 2023 second round and see who found some gold. That's all the time that we have for this episode of the Heat Check. Come back Monday for an all-new episode. And check out the feed for past episodes and mini-episodes, which drop unexpectedly like the tiny little screw that holds the brush on the front of a Bissell power washer. Do not forget to follow the Heat Check as we head down the stretch of the season. Playoffs are coming. Play-in tournament is coming. That means download. That means subscribe. That means stream, actually. Please just stream and tell your friends, all of them, even your own mom, my own mom, who refuses to listen to the podcast, even though you keep asking her to. She says, who are you talking about? And I say, Mom, don't worry about it. It's something that you would know on the podcast, but you refuse to listen. It's dope, Mom. You listen to a 4-hour fucking gambling show. You don't want to listen to a 25-minute show about the one sport you actually give a shit about? Listen to the podcast, Mom. And don't forget to follow us at This Heat Check and at Trista Crick on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Ryder, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.